Red River Farm Network. When looking in the rearview mirror, Brevant Seed Retail sales agronomist Tyler Stastny says disease pressure was a big problem this past growing season. Stastny wants farmers to consider that when making decisions for 2025. Tar spot was one of his bigger challenges.
For in general, when we think about tar spot, you know, you think about the sporulation. You take northern corn leaf blight, for instance, you know, 20, 25 days cycle. And we think about tar spot, 11 days. So you think about how fast that particular disease can, you know, come up from the bottom of the canopy up and just really be yield, you know, detrimental.
Identifying the disease is the first job.
When you think about exactly in the name, you know, tar spot, there's this stromata that's on the top, and you can rub your hand across the leaf surface of the leaf, and you'll see like it's definitely raised, and those are the spores. And so when we think about resistance, I feel very confident and proud to be a part of, you know, Corteva and the germplasm. So we have really good resistance and tolerance to tar spot. So when we're thinking about managing for 2025, if you're going into a corn-on-corn, you know, scenario, think about Vorceed and think about, you know, our tar spot ratings.
Federal